Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 16th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara and Forties. The general synopsis at 1800. Low west of Shannon, 980, expected Shannon, 989 by 1800 Wednesday. Low Trafalgar, 997, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Northeast 40s, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 5 later, rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, good. Humber, Thames, southeast 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5 later, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic becoming southwest later 3 to 5, thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest, thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Seoul, southerly 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southeast, veering southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in southwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockhall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. East Fair Isle, southeasterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. West Faroe, Faroes, east, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1001 falling more slowly. Stornoway, southeast 4, 27 miles, 1002 falling. Lerwick, south by east 7, mist 6 miles, 1010 falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 5, 5 miles, 1007 falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 5, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1009 falling slowly. Lucas, southeast 3, mist, 5 miles, 1009 falling more slowly. Boomer, southeast 5, mist, 4 miles, 1010 falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 5, 1010 falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 5 miles, 1008. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east 5, 1005, falling more slowly. Jazzy, southeast 4, 13 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast 4, 1002. Scilly automatic, south-southeast 3, rain, 100 meters, 999, falling. Milford Haven, east-southeast 4, rain, 1400 meters, 1001, falling. Aberporth, southeast 5, rain, 4 miles, 1001, falling. Valley, east by south 3, rain, 2 miles, 1003, falling. Liverpool Crosby, east-southeast 3, rain, 2 miles, 1005, falling. Valencia, southeast 4, 6 miles, 999, falling. Ronald's Way, east by south 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 1004, falling. Malinhead, southeast 6, 11 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast 6, mist, 4 miles, 1003, falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 15th of October. General situation, a south or southeasterly airflow will veer around to a west or southwesterly direction as an area of low pressure moves east into the UK over the next few days, giving unsettled conditions for the inshore waters with some strong winds at times. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 at times, in further 4th and also later elsewhere. Rain at times, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Berwick-upon-Tweed, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsibill, easterly veering southeasterly, then southerly or southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsibill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast veering southwest later, 3 to 5, occasional rain, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west, veering westerly or southwesterly later. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, fog patches, fair later in west. Moderate to very poor, becoming good later in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, perhaps thundery. Fog patches in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in east and very poor in west. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Anglesey, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. East or southeast, veering south or southeast for a time, 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable later. Rain at times, fog patches developing in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west and very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Rain at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, except in far north, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in east, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Fair than rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, the scourge of global debt from the UK to the US, from China to Brazil. It is reaching $100 trillion in total this year, the IMF says. Should we be worried?
I think a lot more concerned than 5 or 10 years ago. And first and foremost, because interest rates are a lot higher, they think the true debt, the hidden debt, is much higher. So it's definitely a bigger problem.
Also in the show, we're on the US campaign trail with Latino voters and how faking vintage wine became a multi-billion dollar business. That's all to come after the latest world news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has warned Israel that it risks having some military assistance cut if it doesn't allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza within 30 days. It's the strongest known written warning to Israel during the current conflict from its main ally. From Washington, here's Gordon Carrera.
It also does go on to actually criticise almost every aspect of Israel's policy in Gaza towards the civilians, including the fact that 1.7 million people have been pushed into a coastal area. They're saying they should be allowed out of there before the winter because of things like the spread of diseases. They've even said that Israel's campaign against UNRWA, the UN organisation that deals with Palestinian refugees, would be disastrous if it went through because of the key role that UNRWA plays in relief efforts.
That was, in fact, Jeremy Bowen. The deputy leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has said the solution to the conflict with Israel is a ceasefire. But Naim Qassem said in a video address that the Iranian-backed group was prepared to target all areas of Israel. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a quarter of Lebanon is under evacuation orders by Israel, with over 1 million forced to flee their homes. These Lebanese residents of a northern village hit by Israel on Monday say it's Hezbollah that's turned them into a target.
After a ceasefire via indirect agreement, settlers can return to the north and the other steps will be drawn up. But with the continuation of the war, the number of uninhabited settlements will increase and hundreds of thousands, or maybe more than 2 million, will be in the danger zone.
That was Naim Qassem. Hundreds of supporters of Bolivia's former president, Evo Morales, have blocked roads on a second day of protest to prevent his possible arrest. He's being investigated for alleged rape and human trafficking. Here's